Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a special Thursday night edition of Matt Chat here live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. And tonight we're going to be talking about the CWAI Warehouse Wars tomorrow night, 1930 Fairgrove Avenue, Hamilton, Ohio. And I am expected to be joined here in just a moment. As a matter of fact, they just popped on the line. So in just a moment, I'm going to be going to my two very special guests, both of whom have big matches tomorrow night at Warehouse Wars. William Wolf and JC Flash, welcome to Matt Chat.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's an honor to be here.
Well, Mr. Wolf, we're going to start with you.
All right.
You have what I would consider a very, very big task ahead of you tomorrow night in Bryan Beach.
Oh, yeah. Probably the... Go ahead, sorry.
Tell the fans how that came about and how you got the ire of Bryan Beach up, which, let's be honest, is not hard to do, but...
Last month I took on my cousin Hooks, and after the match, me and Steve Anderson and Ryan Wilde, the Queen City Killers, had to teach Hooks a lesson in respect and how he should talk to me. And Brian came out and kind of helped Hooks out, ended up in a match with Eric Fallen against the Queen City Killers, and a little bit later in their match, I decided to interject myself to help out my investment, I would say, in the Queen City Killers, and ended up costing Bryan Beach the match. And now I've got a huge task in front of me, but you know what? I'm not scared. I'm not scared of that man. I've been studying. I've been working out, and I think I'm ready to take him on.
I've known Bryan Beach for a few years now, and I can safely say just when you think you're ready for him, you're not ready for him.
You know, that might be the case, but like I said, I've been training hard with Tony Hawk at the Hawks Pro Wrestling Training Academy. And I've learned everything I know from the Ohio indie wrestling icon himself. And I think he's adequately prepared me to take on Bad Attitude Bryan Beach.
Well, I have to say you've got one of the best trainers in the business as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, too. He's tough, but it all pays off. It's very hard work, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Mr. Flash, let's talk about your match.
All right, let's do it.
I believe you're in a tag team match.
Yeah, I'm going to be teaming up with old Black Hawk Cedric Spencer. And together, Doug Charles, Aaron McCormick, DNA. Tag team action. It's going to be high-flying, dynamic, all that jazz. It's going to be fun.
I've known Cedric for quite a while also. I will say that you got yourself a heck of a partner.
Absolutely.
And I also say that DNA are definitely competition.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, DNA, those guys, they are some high flyers. They're, like I said, they're dynamic. They're electric. They're competition. Competition would be a good way to describe those guys. And, you know, Cedric, I haven't known him that long, but Cedric and I, we're not a team. DNA, they are. They're a, you know, well-established tag team. And it will be a challenge to take those guys on in tag team action. And, you know, Cedric Spencer, that guy, he is sculpted like a Greek god. I mean, I've got quite the partner. He could, you know, he could grate cheese on his abs for his vegetarian omelet. The guy is a physical specimen, and he knows what he's doing in the ring. And I'm excited to have him as a partner.
My first match, yeah, actually, in the I was against DNA.
Yeah, Williams crossed paths with him before. Didn't work out for him.
They are a heck of a team. I will say that they are a heck of a team. I've seen them in action several times, and they definitely know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took a heck of a shooting star press from Aaron McCormick.
Yeah, that ended the match for William Wolf.
I know your view wasn't the best in the world for his shooting star press, but doesn't he have just one of the prettiest shooting star presses in the world?
Oh,
yeah.
It's great. It hurt bad, but it was pretty.
I've always admired that about him. He has, it's just a great move.
Yeah.
And he performs it flawlessly.
Yeah, he does it up there with the likes of Billy Kidman, I'd say.
I would have to agree with that. So let's talk about a couple of these other matches because, you know, we've got plenty of time. And let's talk about the ladies' match.
Oh,
Shawn Reed versus Hardcore Heather Owens. Two ladies who are no strangers to each other.
Yep. Yeah, they've.
What do you two expect to see in that match?
You know, it's hard to say. Like you said, they've taken each other on inside and outside the CWA. Heather Owens, veteran, you know, she's very well accomplished. And Shawn Reed, in the year and a half that she's been training and wrestling, she's gone really far. She's been to WWE twice. Like, that's not something that very many people can say. Like, Shawn Reed is absolutely going places. And, you know, Heather Owens, like I said, she's a very well-established veteran in the wrestling industry. And I don't know what to say in terms of my prediction of how that one's going to come out. I don't know who's going to come out on top there.
Well, JT Flash and I know Shawn Reed very well. Me, Flash, and Shawn Reed are actually the only three surviving graduating members of our training class.
It's true. How about what? Like
eight, nine?
Yeah, yeah, like
eight,
that.
Nine. We're the only three that made it through. That's a tough girl.
Yeah.
Heather Owens is tough, but Shawn Reed has been wrestling men the entire time that she's been with us.
The only woman in our class.
She is. She's beaten me up a time or two. I know she's beaten Flash up a time or two.
Oh, yeah. I don't have enough fingers and toes to tell you how many times I've been kicked in the face by her.
But, ow. Owens is no joke either. She's taken on a lot of men herself.
Yeah.
Yes, she has. I've seen Heather take some beatings that would probably kill most men and get up.
She's not called a hardcore for no reason.
Absolutely not. But another match I want to talk about is a big triple threat tag team match.
Oh, yeah. That one I've got a little bit of a personal stake in. My cousin Hooks is going to be in that match, and him and I don't really see
eye
to eye.
Teaming with Fallen.
Yeah, he'll be with Eric Fallen. One of the weirdest dudes I've ever met, I got to say.
Yeah. Fallen, he's strange cat, to say the least.
They're taking on the Queen City Killers and also Mark Magnum and Douglas Andrews.
Douglas Andrews.
No.
Sorry, go ahead.
Now, Mark Magnum and Douglas Andrews, that seems like a little bit of a odd pairing to me.
Yeah, I'd agree. They, Douglas Andrews and I had a pretty intense match the past Warehouse Wars. Unfortunately, I was not able to overcome the dirty tactics that him and Ripper used, but I'll talk about that. That's a whole other story. But yeah, I could say Doug Andrews is pretty tough. I know that from experience. And Mark Magnum, he's a loose cannon. I'd say that if I had to describe him in one word, I'd just say very unpredictable. I don't really know what to expect from him.
Yeah, it's an odd pairing for sure. But either of those dudes are willing to do whatever it takes to take home the win. So I'd say it's a strong pairing as well.
I don't know anything about Douglas Andrews, but I know Mark Magnum very well. I've known him for probably 7 years, and he is willing to do whatever it takes to win. And so I think the Queen City Killers and Hooks and Fallen might be in some trouble in that one.
Yeah, I would say so.
It's hard to count out the Queen City Killers, though.
Yeah.
Those guys are—they scare me. I'm not gonna lie, both of them. scary.
I know them very well as well, and they are a couple of scary individuals.
I actually went to high school with Ryan Wilde. I've known him for a long time. That's how I got hooked up with them last month when I needed help taking down my jerk of a cousin Hooks. They were willing to help me out in a tight spot.
Hooks, though, you want to talk about resiliency. That guy, he's probably one of the most hardcore people I've ever met. William and Hooks are cousins and bad blood there, but coming from an outside perspective, I got nothing but respect for Hooks. He's not the most scientific wrestler, but he's a fighter, and he gets it done in the ring. And Paranormal Eric Fallen?
Yeah, I've seen him. Oh, I could talk about Fallen for hours. I was talking to Fallen for hours, so I could probably talk about Fallen for hours.
Yeah, you get an eerie feeling when he walks out into the ring, and he's, like I was talking about before, so definitely a level of unpredictability in the match and his side too. Fallen, he's another guy. You just don't know what to expect.
And for
big
man, he's extremely agile.
Yeah.
He's insane athletic.
Yeah.
Some would even say unnaturally athletic.
Paranormally athletic.
I was just about to say that. I'm glad somebody chimed in before I did. What other matches are there?
We got Cody Hawk and Shea Solo in the main event. I'm excited to see that one again.
And Shea Solo, he's another guy that we train with. He's training a little bit longer than William and myself, but he beat Cody Hawk last Warehouse Wars. It was amazing. It was it was inspiring to see. And if he can do it again, that's going to do wonders for his career, in my opinion. I see Shea Solo going places.
No, I've known Cody for years. He actually helped set up this interview. When I was a manager back years ago, I managed against him. So I know what Cody Hawk's all about. I know absolutely nothing about Shea Solo. Can you guys tell the fans what Shea Solo is all about?
Well, I'll say Shea Solo is going to be about the prettiest dude I ever met, but I wouldn't take that away from him because he is most certainly a fighter. and he's wily. He's insane wily, and, you know, he's a really nice guy, but for a nice guy, he's got a pretty big ego, too. I think he knows that he's pretty. Gets to his head a little bit. But he beat Cody Hawk, you know? So what can I say? He beat Cody Hawk, and he beat him clean, which is impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, anybody that beats Cody Hawk, their ego is going to inflate just a little bit.
Yeah, well, it didn't. It definitely
for
hasn't
sure.
helped.
Yeah, Cody, I mean, his reputation speaks for himself. I mean, it's trained several different champions, you know, Eli Drake, Dean Ambrose. Right, Solomon Crow, all these different guys. And not only that, but you see him in the ring, he's so fluid. He chain wrestles like Eddie Guerrero. I mean, like, the fact that Shay was able to beat Cody so young in his career and in the main event of that last show, it was big. It was really big. And we're going to see what happens when they square off again in the main event of this show. I know that Shay, as confident as he is, he's got to be shaking in his boots a little bit because he of all people, you know, being one of the people that he trains with under Cody Hawk, he knows who he's dealing with and knows that Cody at this point feels like, I imagine he feels like he's got a little bit of a point to prove now because he was beat by one of the students just from out of nowhere. And it's going to be interesting.
I can say from experience when a student beats a teacher, the teacher definitely feels like they have something to prove.
Yeah.
So I think Shay might be in for more of a fight than a match.
Yeah, I think that might be accurate.
Yeah, I do not envy him. Not at all. But then again, I'm taking on Brian Beach, who's got just as much experience as Cody, and I've got a pretty big road ahead of me, too. I feel where Paul Shea Solo is right now. I feel him.
Yeah, I can imagine you're not taking him lightly at all.
That would probably be the biggest mistake of my life, to take Brian Beach lightly. That man, inside and out of the ring, is one of the most intense individuals I've ever met. I mean, he's in incredible shape, for one. And two, he's just mean.
Yeah.
He's just mean. And, you know, I've got a little bit of a mean side to me as well. No gimmick. I come from an abusive household and a rough and violent childhood. And it has bred a rough and violent man. And I've known men like Brian Beach my whole life. And if he thinks it's going to be easy for him just because he's got, 19 years of experience on me, then he's got another thing coming.
I wish you both the absolute best in your matches tomorrow night.
Thank you, sir.
Survive is probably the best advice I could give either of you.
Especially William here.
Yeah.
Well, there's one more thing we wanted to talk about, if you don't mind.
Oh, absolutely not. Please. I want
our,
this to go as long as possible.
Yeah. Well, the CWAI is every show we give discounts for anybody who brings in canned goods for the Tylerville Worship Center food bank. So you get money off each ticket. I think it's like $1 if you bring in some canned goods, brings the price down to $4. It might even be $1 a can. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I want to say it's $1, $2, or something like that. But
yeah.
You get a discount off your ticket, and you're helping a good cause, and we definitely appreciate it. We've had huge success with the food bank the last few shows. We've also had standing room only our last few shows. And everybody from CWAI, I think I can speak for everybody when I say that we appreciate it greatly. We appreciate all the support that we've received and all the, you know, the donations for charity and just trying to do good things. And it's been a good ride so far.
It is a great cause, and there is actually one more thing I would like to talk about.
Yeah,
sure.
Special guest ring announcer for the main event.
Oh,
Gary
man.
Michael Capetta.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how old you guys are, but
I'm 28.
You're both 28. Okay, I'm
actually
a little bit older than both of you guys. So I remember Gary Michael Capetta very well in WCW and a little bit in WWF for a very brief time.
Yeah. We're both crazy excited about that. I mean, our announcer that we have right now, Rick Toms, is an absolute legend,
yeah.
I think.
Oh, absolutely. And I was actually supposed to have him on the show, and he was ill. I had originally tried to get Peta on the show, and there was some conflict of scheduling there, and we couldn't get that worked out. But I will say, having a legend like Gary Michael Capetta, when you've already got a legendary ring announcer like Slick Rick.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'd
Tom
like to see a tag team in it, that's for sure.
That's got to be every fan's dream.
Yeah,
I'm getting chills thinking about that.
Yeah, we're both kind of sitting here marking out a little bit.
Yeah,
for Capetta. We were pretty young when he was around, but we were both big WCW fans.
Yeah.
And I most certainly remember him, and we're crazy excited. I mean,
if you would have told me when I was like 7, 8 years old that one day I would be on a show that was being called by that man, set aside the fact that I'm a professional wrestler and this and that, and I'm getting to live my dream, but to do it with people at that level being involved on top of other big names that I've had the privilege to share a locker room with, it's huge. It's huge for CWA. It's huge for all of us, and we're excited about him being there. We're just excited. We're excited about this show. It's going to be awesome.
Flash and I have known each other since the 7th grade.
Yeah.
And if you would have told us back then that this is where we'd be right now, sitting here doing a podcast, talking about professional wrestling and working a show with Gary Michael Capetta, getting to work with guys like Bobby Fulton and Simon Dean. I wouldn't have believed you.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about this since 7th grade, and it's a crazy dream of ours, and we're both incredibly excited to be on that show with him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I will share a story that because you mentioned Bobby Fulton, and it's a story that only a handful of people know. The Queen City Killers are among them. I was working for a company. This was probably 3-4 years ago. I was working for a company, and they had brought in Bobby Fulton. And he had been working there for a while, kind of on and off thing.
Right.
And the show just happened to fall on my birthday. So we're sitting there, and a couple people are wishing me a happy birthday. And Bobby says, "Whose birthday is it?" And they point to me. Bobby Fulton sits there and sings happy birthday to me. The hair on the back of my neck stood up.
Did you say
because
it was
Fantastic? I was a huge Fantastics fan as a kid. And to have Bobby Fulton singing happy birthday to me was an awesome experience.
Yeah,
but
I am right there. I feel you. Flash and I actually had the pleasure of being personally trained for a day by Bobby Fulton.
Yeah, yeah.
And both of us on the ride home that night were just so ecstatic. Like, I couldn't believe that Bobby Fulton from the Fantastics had put me in a wrist lock. Like, I got a headlock takeover from Bobby Fulton of the Fantastics. Like, it blew my mind.
Right.
And I actually, I had a chance to train with Bobby Fulton a second time and, you know, learned all kinds of stuff. And at the end of the training, he said that, you know, maybe one day, sometime I'll come back and next time we'll do some tag team stuff. And I just, like, when he said that to me, just think, Bobby Fulton is going to train me in tag team wrestling. How many people on the planet there are that is as qualified to do that as he is? It's just, this is my life now. It's, you know,
life,
what do you say about that?
It's a great life, isn't
it? So far, it's been, you know, wrestling has made this past year one of the best years of my life, hands down. And,
Wes, did you want to talk about training with Cody at all?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we got plenty of you to say about that.
Yeah, you talk about that because that is, I mean, for this area, there are two people that people should look up to train with. Cody Hawk's one of them, obviously. And I put the other one over pretty much weekly on this show, so I'm gonna take a week off of that one. Because I'll be talking about him here in a few days anyway, so. But yeah, Cody Hawk is, I mean, he's consummate professional.
Yeah.
Knows pretty much everything about everything when it comes to professional wrestling.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, he,
I mean,
he sleeps and breathes the professional wrestling business for sure. He's,
exactly.
Like you said, he's a monster professional. He's a tough guy. He knows his stuff. Like, he, just, you know, how much he knows his stuff. The tiny little details that he gets into about things, the, you know, the quality of training that you receive from that guy. It's, like, he's done so much for me in the last year. Like, I can't put over that man enough. You know, don't get me wrong, his training is tough. It is. Like, the thing about it is if you want to do this, you really want to do this, you want to be a professional wrestler, you want to be a manager, you want to be a referee, you want to be in the wrestling industry, you go through Cody Hawk's training, you're going to get your money's worth. I mean, especially, like, if you're, you know, coming in to be a wrestler, it's tough, but if you don't give up on yourself, he's not going to give up on you.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what it comes down to. And like I said, I have nothing but good things to say about that man. So I have all the gratitude in the world for Cody Hawk.
I've never personally trained under Cody Hawk. I've heard it's grueling. I've heard that you are pretty much guaranteed to puke at least once.
Oh, yeah. I'm a puker. I am known as one of the pukers in our class, and that's fine because, you know what, as long as you get out, puke, and get back in, you're all good. You know, it's definitely the hardest thing that I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
I'm a professional tattooer by trade, and learning to tattoo was crazy hard, but learning to wrestle has been just the most difficult thing that I've ever learned. There were times where I wasn't sure if I could do it, and Flashier told me I could, and vice versa, and, you know, we went every day, and like I said, there's three people in our class that graduated, one or two from the class before us, two from the class right after us, like, and these are all out of 8 or 9 classes, and it's not because it's too hard, it's because they don't want it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it is hard, but it's not too hard. If you want it, if you really, really want it, and you're willing to work for it, it is, it's doable. And Cody Hawk makes sure that you know what you're doing. That's, I mean, from day one, Cody, I learned about respect in the locker room, which has been a big one for me, just going out and being only in a couple different locker rooms. And, you know, just seeing the respect that goes around. And I know that I'm able to navigate those locker rooms because of something Cody even said to me on the first day of training about how to conduct yourself. And just even the small things, like Flash was saying, the smallest little things about this business, he knows how to teach you. And the big things, too, and he does it really, really well. I'm glad I went to him, because I've got to work with Bobby Fulton. I got to train with Bobby Fulton, and I've worked a show with Simon Dean and others. I mean, I'm too flustered to even remember right now, but it's been insane. All because of Cody Hawk.
Well, let's get back to tomorrow night, and let's give all the pertinent information. 1930 Fairgrove Avenue. How much are tickets?
$5 if you bring canned goods. I think you get $1 or $2 off.
And doors open.
Bell time.
7.
Door time. I think the doors open at 6:30. Bell time's at 7.
Okay. And did we miss any matches? I think we covered them all.
Yeah, I got 5 matches on the card. Yeah, I think we got them all.
I have to go back and look. I do believe we covered them all. And if we didn't,
yeah, we might
have
covered all the ones that are on the card, but you never know what's going to happen.
Well, yeah, that's very true. You never know. It's professional wrestling. You never know what's going to happen.
Yep.
That kind of reminds me of what happened on Impact Wrestling tonight, but I don't like to talk about that.
Well, we haven't watched
it
yet. We haven't watched.
Then I won't tell you. Then I won't tell you. Let's just say you might be shocked.
Well, we'll definitely check that out then.
Yeah, leave us in suspense. If you can.
Yeah, it's definitely.
If you want to watch it together, we can do that.
So, it's definitely kind of mind blowing what happened tonight.
It's
going
to be
mind blowing
tomorrow night, too.
Do what?
I said, what happens tomorrow night is going to be mind-blowing, too.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. I look forward to hearing about it, for sure. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it, even though it's 5 minutes from my house.
Well, it sounds like you can make it, sir. I'll see you there.
You know, you can't make this show. We are doing bi-weekly shows now, so every 2 weeks. So it's going to be this show's on a Friday. A bit of a weird day for us, you know, normally, but typically our shows are on Wednesday. And every other Wednesday, we're going to have a roughly 2-hour show. And we're pretty excited about it. This is our, going into March, this is actually the beginning of our biweekly shows. Before, we were doing shows monthly. So now we're doubling up on our shows. And another thing that makes it an exciting time to be in the CWAI.
Absolutely. That's 1930 Fairgrove Avenue, Hamilton, Ohio, right across from the Butler County Fairgrounds. Be sure to check that out if you can make it. And I'm going to let you gentlemen go, and I'm going to wrap things up.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, sir, for having us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for being on. It has been an absolute pleasure. Have a good night,
Take
fellas.
Care, sir.
Hey, anytime. Anytime you want us, we're here.
All right. Have a good night. That was J.C. Flash and William Wolf, CWAI, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock bell time. Doors open at 6:30, $5 to get in. I believe it's $3 with a canned good. So this has been Matt Chat. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you next week. Next week, we will return to our regular time, our regular night, Tuesday night, 10 o'clock. And we'll see you next week. Good night, everybody.